Blog Talk Radio.
Ayana, can you bring your camera down a little bit? You got a lot of space at the top of your head, babe.
Fucking going live.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag My Investing Story. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I'm very excited again with my co-host, Ayana McNeil, to bring you another episode of Hashtag My Investing Story. Ayana and I are volunteers with Better Investing. And Better Investing was established in 1951 as the National Association of Investors Corporation, and it is a national 501c3 nonprofit organization who has helped over five million people from all walks of life learn how to invest and how to improve their financial state in life and also in business. We have unbiased investment educational tools. We're not stockbrokers. We're not investment advisors. We are simply volunteers, and you can learn more information at betterinvesting.org. But today, we are very excited to share with you another episode and another guest that's going to share his phenomenal investing story. And our special guest tonight is none other than Fred Tooney. He's a pharmacist who's working as a pharmacy coordinator for the 7 mental health hospitals in Missouri. And Fred and I had an opportunity to have some conversation about Better Investing and his story, and Ione's going to get into his story a little bit more, but he is a long-term Better Investing member, and tonight he's going to share his Hashtag My Investing Story. So let's welcome Ione, and we are ready to start. Ione?
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Fred. How are you? Oh, wait. Let's unmute you. Can you unmute yourself?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, there we go. Thanks. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to see you again.
You too. So I'll start by letting the people know that you are based in, is it St. Louis?
Yes.
St. Louis area. And you're currently the president of the Better Investing St. Louis chapter.
Right.
And are you also a member of the Model Club?
I am not a member of the Model Club, but as president, I oversee the Model Club because I have to do, each year, I do an audit of the Model Club to see if they're meeting the standards of Better Investing, what we want in a Model Club. And I'm happy to say they are, and they've passed that very well.
Wow, that's phenomenal. So talk to us a little bit about when you first heard about Better Investing and when you became a member.
I became a member right after I retired the first time. I've retired 3 times. I got an F in retirement. And what I did, I joined a Missouri University Retirement Association's investment club because I had some time on my hand. And you had to be a member of Better Investing. I joined. They had some principles that they went with investing. They had some tools. They had toolkit at that time. And although I'm older, I was not a Better Investing member when I was 20 or 25, as a lot of people I'd like to see people join at that time. And so I came in late, but people before me were doing this all by hand. And it would take half a day to analyze one stock. And if they're like me, didn't understand math, it would probably take me a week. But with this new tools they have, in 5 minutes, I can tell you whether a stock's good or bad.
And if you don't mind sharing, how old were you? Because I think it's important. We had some previous guests.
I was about 60 years old when I first got involved, 59 or 60, when I first got involved with Better Investing. I joined MURA, and then I had to change. I had to stop that club because I went back to work. And the time they met was at a different time, so I became involved with that club. And then we had to travel from Columbia to Kansas City to attend educational things. So I went up there and talked to them about coming down to Columbia. I became a director at that time. And I did that for about 7 or 8 years. And I got, it was what we term percolating. I was learning the principles, learning the terminology to use and how to invest in a stock. And I didn't do this 8 hours a day. I maybe did it the first couple of times or first couple of years, just maybe 1 or 2 hours a week. I mean, I didn't really spend a lot of time because I had to learn it. Even though I was a director, my main role as a director was to visit clubs that had anniversaries and talk to them about better investing. And then when we did an educational thing, I would pick a piece of it and I would learn it, because who learns more, the teacher or the student? And I always say the teacher does, because they have to prepare a lot more. So that's when I became very attuned to better investing and what that did. I attended a meeting in St. Louis, which was not that far from Columbia, and I was really impressed with the people there and people I'd never met. They were helping me. They would say, well, here's how you do this, Fred. Here's, and they're taking their time out to help me. And I kept in contact with a lot of those people after that meeting, and we just shared emails back and forth. And it was all free and dedicated people, so it was very nice.
Now, you talked to us a little bit about how you joined Better Investing at 60, but could you actually take us back to growing up and your first memories of money? Because I'm really interested in knowing, when did you even find out about investing as a concept? Was it something taught in the home? Did you come across it in school? Or did you find out about it much later in your working career?
Well, my parents were, we always had food on the table, but we were not very rich, not even close to it. And when I was in college as a senior, I was married, had a child, and a pharmacist said, hey, I got a hot stock. Would you want to invest in it? Didn't have a lot of money, but I took $1,000 and bought this thing. $1,000, it was a lot of money at that time. And we lost it all. So I was not real happy with stocks in the way that, you know, it's a friend. That's the most stupid thing I've ever done. And I've kept that stock certificate, and I have it in my safety deposit. And whenever I talk to somebody about it, I bring it out and I show them that this is not the way to do it. I first became involved with saving, not investing, saving. I put money out of my paycheck into it was like an IRA, saving for retirement. And the only thing available to me was like a CD, and then it became available a mutual fund. And I didn't know anything about mutual funds, just that Fidelity had Magellan, and they was doing good, so let's put a couple dollars in that one. And next time, let's go to Vanguard and put some money in there. And it was saving, not necessarily investing. Didn't know anything about it until I retired. And I kept... But I kept putting money in those retirement accounts. And the 90s was a great time to invest. No matter what you put your money in, it went up. So stupid old me, I mean, I didn't know what was good and what was bad until I did retire, and until I joined this one investment club, and they taught me from scratch. And it was, and they were very dedicated. One guy was a retired police officer that I had worked with when someone broke into my pharmacy, and so we got close to him. And they got me on the path, and they took time to help me. And my ego, I had to bury that, get rid of my ego, because here I was, a director of pharmacy running 4 hospital pharmacies, 6 retail stores, and I had to go back and say, I don't understand how you do that. You know, what do you mean revenue? How do you get revenue? Where do you get that from? What resources do you use? And my way of management was to hire the best people and walk away. And that's not what you can do with stocks. This is a part-time job. It's a lifetime job. And it's really good for people like me that maybe didn't have a lot of money. My parents died, and they had no money to give us, you know, when they both died. And so the family, sisters, you know, we've got into more a little investing, doing different ways. But better investing has turned financially my life around. I used to have all my money in mutual funds, didn't know anything about it, followed Kiplinger's or something like that. But then I got into it, and I start subscribing to a small cap investor, which is a very good thing to start with. Investors Advisory Service, Manifest Investing, because I like to look at something and get something out right away. I don't want to spend hours, you know, doing something. I have a certain amount of time to look at something, and I get bored. And so this way, that gives it to me. And then, like this morning, I was on the phone with another investor that's in one of my clubs. I said, I just have 5 minutes of your time. An hour later, you know, he stopped what he was doing to help me out. Walk. I'm still learning. This is an ongoing thing, because this last year has been, it upset everyone in what we're doing and everything, and you can't compare this revenue with last year's, you know, revenue and everything. It's just something else. And you got to have people that understand it. And it's hard to do it by yourself at this time. And if you're in a good club and you have 2 people working together, it works out. We do a lot of go-to meetings within. We have like ABV is a drug that I cover for one of the clubs. Well, there's 2 other people that help me do that. So we'll get on the go-to meetings and do something about that. Another club, we have Baker, I'm in that one, and we may assign 3 people to work on a drug. Well, I'm the only one that can license the go-to meeting, so I have to be on there. And we work through it, and we say, okay, you do this, you do this. We'll get back 2 days from now, 1 o'clock, and we'll do it. And so I meet up again, go over it again. And the more people have, you don't want to let them down. If you say you're going to do something, you go after it, and you do it. It's like, when your mother asks you to do something, you want to overachieve. You want to do a better job, you know, and that's what we do. We're kind of overachievers, and it's just wonderful. You're working with people that are very dedicated. I don't care who you are. You call them up and ask them the question. I've worked with some people down in Atlanta, and they just, whatever you need, Fred, just call me back. It's just amazing. In my profession, you know, if I have a hard time filling prescription and I have a retail store and I call the other retail pharmacy, he's not going to help me. He wants that customer to come over there. You know what I mean? So these people, they want you to be successful. That's very good.
Wow, you hit on a lot, and you definitely talked about the secret sauce of better investing, and that's really the better investing volunteer, because like you said, as a whole, we are very supportive of each other, and even more important, of the membership as a whole, not just our chapter or our region. But I want to go back to that. Oh. How about now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So I want to go back to your own, you know, personal journey and trajectory, because I think you spoke very clearly about that first stepping stone, which is saving and saving regularly. And at the very least, knowing that's what you needed to do. But you also, at the same time, looked at two different funds and said, you know, I'm going to put a little in this and a little in that. Talk to me about your, I'm going to guess, 30-year working career of doing that alone. And talk to us about the difference in the return, because the magic of compound interest and compounding can really only be spoken to by someone that has lived it long enough to see it in their
right.
account. So I just want, you know, you just shared how you essentially tried out three different options consistently. Talk to us a little bit about, and I don't know if you want to share the amounts that you had put in, you know, regularly over time, because that, number one, is the first principle of better investing, invest regularly. But I would love to hear, when did you get that aha moment of, wow, this is what this has turned into?
Well, I'm a little anal in some of the things I do. So each month I had about 20% of my salary taken out and put into a retirement fund, okay? And it's a self-directed retirement fund. And I did mutual funds. And during the 90s, that's not a fair time to judge the return on investment, because every maybe 2 years or 3 years out of 20, you'll double your money or something like that, okay? But you have to be fully invested. That's the key. You don't pull it out and say, I'm waiting for the time to come where it goes up. Well, you'll get in not at the bottom. You're going to get it, you know, halfway up. You won't make as much money. Well, my mutual funds were doing about 5 or 6% prior to the 90s, okay? And then I went through the 90s, got into the 2000s, and the beginning wasn't that well. And I did a couple things. I got into Europe, and I started, and 100% of the money was in mutual funds, okay? And I start buying the stocks that my club was buying, because I could spend time with them, and I wanted to downplay my time. So when someone presented something, we really drilled them, because a lot of us were taking that and buying that particular stock in our own portfolio. And I did that, and my turns became 10 to 12%. And you know the compounding interest. You're getting 5% versus 10%. That's not a bad deal. And you do that for a few years, and after each paycheck, I had a running thing of all the accounts that I had, because I had, like, with Fidelity, I had Vanguard, I had 20th Century. You know, there was one other one, I can't remember what I had, but I had four of them. Then within that, I had four or five stocks. So I had this big spreadsheet. And I'd say, okay, I had $1,000 in here this month. What do I have this month? And how much did I put in? So I was tracking not only what I put in, but my return on my investment that month, you know. And so if it went down, I'd go, oh, my God, I'm losing money. But I didn't do anything, and I stayed steady. And now I don't have any money in mutual funds. And I think when I'm 77 years old, and by the way, I'm retiring again at the end of this next month. So it'll be my fourth retirement. But anyway, we're doing that. And I look at the stocks that clubs have, and because I'm in the club, we believe in it, and it's for compounding, and it's very good. I mean, it's better return than another thing. I tell you, I did. I took $400,000, and I gave it to a manager, a guy who managed funds, and I said, "Here's $400,000," and I took $400,000, and I put it in stocks. And I said, "I'm gonna let you do this for 2 years. If you can give me a better return, I'm gonna stick with you." And this guy was pretty good. A lot of my friends used him and everything. I beat him by 4%, okay? And I'm going like, and he didn't believe me. I said, here it is. It's, you know, the debt's all here. And so I stopped that.
Show us the look on his face when, and I'm sure you may have been twice his age and you still beat him.
He was a good friend, and I told him up front, you know, I'm going to be with you for 2 years, and if you, you know, you're close to me, you're beating me, it'd be easier for me to have you manage it because your cost of doing it is doesn't really cost me that much money. So he didn't. Then I went to another one, and this guy was a basketball player that my wife, he's quite younger than us, okay? When he was playing, we got to watch him, and she just fell in love with him. And just, we got to go to this guy. So I went to him and went through it, and it was a good experience because they helped me with some management of other things, like getting a will together and all those things that you should do and have done to plan your life. But they didn't meet, and I told them up front, I said, it's got to do this here. I'll give you this 2 years, and didn't do it. And at that time, I was not very smart with stocks, and I, you know, had a limited number of people. I'm going to tell you, in the last probably 4 years, it's been 4 years since I've been working with these two clubs. They're gung-ho with it. It's done very well, done very well. And I'm not going back to mutual funds. And we talk because we're a little older than you. You're only 21 or something like that, you know, a baby to us. But if something would happen to me, we have a contingency, you know, for that. And it will go into a type of managed fund, it's VVO or VOO, index fund, you know, things like that. Because, our biggest thing is now, what am I going to do with this money? That's the problem. I mean, I've never had that. I'm going to tell you, when
That's
I graduated
from That's a great problem
to
have.
Yeah, I know.
When you work that hard and learn as much as you do to create it, I mean, that's a great problem to have. But go ahead, Fred.
I'll tell you a little story. When I graduated from pharmacy school, I shared an award with another person, and the award was $50, $25 each. We were so rich. That $25 fed us for the whole week. And I'll never forget that. And it's different now. We're trying to help. Well, we just help our grandson out by paying some of his college off and everything. And we prepared, you know, for the other kids that are coming up to help them. We're trying, both of them, we didn't do what you guys have been doing with school children. But what I did, I matched their money before they went to college. And we got up to $10,000 each. Both of them did not spend the money. They kept it in stocks. It's still in stocks today. And the gentleman that just graduated, I think he's got over $40,000. He's taken some money out, but he still has it. And he still puts money away. And that's the thing I told my kids. You're not going to college unless you have $4,000 in cash. It was a four-year school. So $1,000, they would not have to work. And so they did that, and they got, every kid is different. One kid spent the whole thing, okay. And I gave him my credit card to use as a phone because we didn't have, you know, cell phones on, that you can call me and charge me. The other one, we gave him the money, and she still had it and never used the credit card. I mean, so it's entirely different, but they're successful with money management, and that's the thing. And at least I passed it on. Now I'm going to the grandkids and trying to help them out in some way. But you know, that's it. And we've set up some scholarships also at UMKC and St. Louis College of Pharmacy for kids. So that makes me feel good about that. But what I'm saying is, when they say, well, you know, time with compounded interest, if you just save it early and do something with, believe it. I'm telling you that I take money out and I have more. I mean, the government forced me to take it out. So I take it out, I take some more out, and my portfolio is doing so well that it exceeds what I took out. And that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to spend down. And but you know, you gotta spend below your income, and the way to do that is payroll deduction is the best way. Because if you have to have the envelope system that my mom and dad had, you know, here's put $50 in here for food and $50 in here for rent, $50 into the car, it's not going to work nowadays because people want to go out and have a good time. They're not looking to the future. And we have done so many nice things. We go down to Florida, and you can invite me down. I'll stay for 3 months. We go down the desk.
You were just down here.
I know. I was just down in Orange Beach. But we enjoy that. And we do that rather than buy each other a gift or something like that, you know. And we know it's throwing the money away, but we really, it's a good time. Like today, I'm dog sitting. My son's out of town, so I'm here for dog sitting. So if I go out of town, I can't do those things, you know, so that's the thing. But it is fun. I wish I would have known about better investing when I graduated from high school.
You know, you taking the next question out of my mouth, Fred.
I mean, I'm telling you that if better investing was at the point that it is now, it is so easy to learn about a stock. It's unreal. With the SSG, even if you only, you know, now you can go like Fidelity, and they don't charge any money to buy and sell a stock. That's number one. When I was buying and selling, it was $100 to buy a stock, whether it was one share or 1,000 shares. I mean, that killed, you know, you had to leave it in there because if you took out, you lost money.
And yeah, so, you had to pay to sell it too.
Yeah, and someone's getting the money now. I'm sure, I mean, they're not going broke. They're doing something else. But now people can trade a little more often, you know. But if I would have done that, and I almost, you know, that's why I'm trying to get my grandkids involved with this and somebody else. And that's why we have a member of the Mutual Fund Investing Club. He's in Michigan area, and he's like a principal of the Lutheran High School up there, and he teaches a class on investing. And we give him about 10 of those magazines for his class to work on. And they have a portfolio to set up. And they work through that, how to select the stock, how, you know. And it's just very, it's very good. And I feel it's things we support. We're working on some things here with the St. Louis College of Pharmacy that they don't have an investment class. So what I'm trying to do, we have a new president coming in. There's a changeover. And hoping to do something this fall or the next fall, we provide like Let's Talk Stock. And once a month, we'll come in here and do something like that. Or we will work with them to have an imaginary portfolio and set that up. And I think, you know, what we need to do is give them core. We can give them free core, SSG core for 3 months. And I know I can get something from Manifest Investing and, you know, you got it. The other thing is you have to spend a little to make a little. You know, in my business as the pharmacy manager or director of pharmacy, if I want to open up a new pharmacy, I had to plan this that I wasn't going to make any money for 5 years or so because the inventory of the drugs was high. The price of personnel was so high and you're only making a dollar or two on a prescription. So you had to make it up in volume or something. And so I know that you have to spend something to make something. And then when we got to a point, we would buy an electronic machine that would count for us. So you wouldn't need to buy an extra pharmacist or something like that. But you have to start somewhere. And the earlier you start, the better off you'll be. Even if you just start putting your money in a savings account, then get into an investment club and take that money and put it in there, and then put $25 or $50 a month. Our club is still, one is $50 and one is $75. And they have 3.6 million. They're still putting in $75. They don't want to make it so.
So out of reach. Mm-hmm.
Out of reach. Mm-hmm. So a young person, mm-hmm. you know, that may be they have to give up a night a date night, you know, with their spouse or something like that. So that's acceptable. But at the end of the year, we have a banquet, and that's worked out good. You get to see the other people, and, oh, this is the guy you're talking about. Yeah, it's him. And GoToMeeting has helped us out quite a bit, the new technology, like what we're doing here with Zoom. And it's been a godsend, because in between times we can talk to somebody, just, you know, get them all together, send them an invite, and have them come and talk about a particular stock. So the technology now, there is no, you can't give me a reason why you're not in an investment club. And we're not trying to badmouth Vanguard or Fidelity or any of those people. We work with them. We work with Ameritrade or whoever it is. So they're getting, you know, some money from us and everything. And then the more people that are investing clubs, the more people that will join it. And I tell you, Michelle mentioned about a book, and this is a book. I know you're going to ask me this, since I have it here, I want to bring it up. There are certain people that really started Better Investing, and they did it when it was very difficult and bad times and everything. But this book is from Little Acorns Grow, Main Street Millionaires, and it talks about Tom O'Hara. And I bought this book for $1, but it cost, no, one penny. It was one penny, but it cost $5 to get it mailed. It was from Better Investing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still have it off or not.
They ended that sale. That was end of 2020 sale, yep.
Yeah, this is a good book. And Marcia, you're going to be getting this book from me pretty soon when we meet person to person, and then you can pass it on to somebody else that's a good, better investment person, because this is how this person took it and how he sacrificed, because he had an idea and he believed in it. And thank God he did, because it helped every one of us be better. You know, the clubs that I go around and I talk to, I visit them when it's their anniversary is, I'm seeing more and more women in clubs, okay? And I'm seeing a lot of single women in clubs. And I think, you know, we have this thing that perception of a single mom is she's got it tough when she has kids. I mean, really tough. But if we can get those people involved in Better Investing, when they get to be my age, they won't depend on anything. They'll depend upon themselves. And when you can make someone else make judgments like this and make money like this, and not everyone's going to be as successful as I am. I'm not saying that everyone is going to buy, but your chances of it are better. We always say there's five choices, or when you make a decision on five stocks, about three of them are going to do exactly what you said. They're going to go up a little bit. They're not going to be a big triple
hit. Stock, right.
Yeah. But right. One of them is going to be a triple hit. You know, you're going to hit a home run. And one of them is going to be a not very good, so get out of it. So you got to know when to buy and when to sell. And you need to make that decision when you go into a stock. You know, if it falls 50%, get out of it. Don't get married to a stock. It is not going to love you back. And it's going to dump you, you know. And I was telling about my inner guest, and I don't know if I mentioned this to you, honey, but my senior year of pharmacy school, I was married. My wife helped get me through pharmacy school. She was a nurse. And this guy that I respected, he was pretty good. He just said, I got a tip. You know, you want in? I go, I can't afford that, you know. But I bought $1,000, okay, I put in there. And I think it was a scam. I don't know. I still have the certificate I keep and I show people. And I want to remind myself how stupid you were to do this and not do the fundamentals that Better Investing shows you. And if you use their software, which is $100 or so or something like that, it's very reasonable. I can pick a stock in 5 minutes and tell you it's going to be a good one or a bad one with just a guess, having never know anything about the stock, just going to like member settlement and see what they say about it. And you can go on ValueLine, you know, while you're on the software. And before, you had to run to the library to get ValueLine. Well, now they have it electronically. You go in there, it's free. You know, instead of paying $1,000 a year for it, it's just great.
One of the things, Fred, I wanted you to expound on, because, again, you know, you came to Better Investing at age 60. Did you feel out of place? Did you feel like you started too late when you did it? And I ask that because there are a lot of people in their 40s and 50s that are just coming to BI, and they feel like they started too late. So just talk to us a little bit about, you know, you starting later than most, but, you know, still willing to be at that age, willing to learn something new. You mentioned, even though you, you know, were well known in your industry and your career, you had to come back to a beginner's mindset and be humble to ask questions. So talk to us a little bit about that process.
Well, the first thing is you got to put your ego away, because I'm telling you, I was a director of a pharmacy. I had 200 people in my, I was well respected. I was president of the state pharmacy 2 years in a row. I was voted the hospital pharmacist of the year. I was given Buku, and I, you know, I'm supposed to know everything, you know, ain't that way. This is so different. So I had to swallow my ego and go to square one. And the thing of it is, I can make money, and I'm big on that. So I had to do that, and I had to get help from people and from software. And the things I mentioned, a manifest investing, investor advisory service, small cap and farmer, SSG, and people. And they were there. Yes, I started way behind, but that's okay. I'm happy. The other thing is, I moved to St. Louis. I didn't have a lot of friends. This gave me about 80 friends right away. It was just like, you know, and they go like, oh, you were a director in Columbia. And this is the truth. I went to one meeting as of the chapter, and they were doing nominations. I didn't know that they were doing nominations. And they had, like, there was five people there. I happened to be one of them. And there was five officers that they were, or five directors. And they said, well, we're making you a director. And, okay, you got the, you're going to do secretary again? Okay, you're going to do treasurer again? Okay, you're going to do vice president again? Oh, the only person that is president. You can be president. I'm going, I don't know you. But it forced me to get to know them and to have them help me, not only with management, but managing the clubs. Because I'm president of like half of Missouri and half of Illinois clubs. And there's quite a few clubs and everything in there. Majority of them are in the St. Louis, East St. Louis area there, you know. But, you know, you just got to say, I really want to do this. And remember, I told you I was president of the state society, and we had, I think it was about 75 or 100 members. And in 2 years, I grew it to 400. And, you know, it's just people. And I was dedicated to that. And I said, I can do this, because St. Louis, about 6 years ago, almost closed down because they had a lot of people that were my age that were tired. Just been doing this for years, they were tired and didn't have enough younger people. So now what we're trying to do is, through a model club, we're trying to have people join that, to listen to it, number one, and then join it. And all of a sudden they become better at it. And then we want to make them a chapter person. And there's a lot of benefits when you do become a director. You get to meet a lot of people that have done a lot of investing. And the thing I always ask them is, what stock are you studying today? Can you tell me what it is? And so I go back home and I look up that stock, and we do a trick. I'll tell you what we do in our club. We'll have an in-person meeting, and what we'll do is at the end of the meeting, we give them a 3x5 card, okay? And before you can leave the meeting, and I'm at the one end of the, I'm the only exit. So you can't get by unless we want you to put down the name of a stock that you think is going to do well in the next 6 months. Okay? So they have to put the name down there, and we collect those, and we keep them. And we all go through those. We don't tell them what they are, but it's just a silly, silly trick. Now, another thing we do, I'll tell you, two gentlemen that are very dedicated. One of our clubs has been here 45 years, a BI club. And actually, I think they've been together 48 years, something like that. And what they do is, I went to Dallas with this group, Jay Peters and Ray Bauer. And they've been with them a long, long time. And Ray was a school teacher. And school teachers, as you know, is not one of the highest paid professions. Ray was a school teacher. Well, he made all his money, really, from investing. And he tuned up with one of the ladies that was an outstanding investor here in Columbia. And he went to her house, I don't know how many months, learning how to do the SSG. He did it when he was like in high school or right out of high school. So he's, you know, doing okay. So that's the thing of doing it young. And what he does, most of the people in that club have some association with the high school that he taught. They're either students of his, professors, even the president of the school is a member. And then Ray has become helpful to the school in managing their accounts. So, and he doesn't charge them a thing, because most of these people who do this advice, you know, charge 1 or 2 or 3%. So you have these people that have been investing and they reach out and try and help other people. And, but it doesn't happen overnight. You got to percolate. It took me 7 or 8 years to understand the whole philosophy, to get involved in it. Okay. And I did that after I retired. And I had a little time on my hand and just built that up. And that's nice to have that. So the younger you are, you know, with the new tools that they have, your percolation may be only 2 or 3 years. And you say that's a long time. It really isn't, because if you can get in a club and start doing it, you'll pick it up just by that. And then the electronic tools they have, if you want to spend just like 3 or 4 hours a week on it, your knowledge will just shoot through the roof on investing in stocks. Anything else you want from me?
Ione, I'm not sure.
Where'd she go?
I don't know where she went, but since she's gone, I will definitely...
Better take over.
Let me let her back in while we talk about the BI conference that's going to be held in Houston. Welcome back, Ione.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't sure.
I put you to sleep, didn't I?
But I just want to remind everybody, first of all, thank you for those of you that joined us over the weekend. We hosted our third Financial Empowerment, Better Investing Financial Empowerment Seminar. It was our second virtual, and we want to thank you. We had over 200 plus individuals that registered and over 100 that actually did show up during the day from 9 to 2. It was a phenomenal experience. We want to also encourage all of you to consider registering for the 90-day free Better Investing membership. If you're not a member, do that and participate in learning from the tools. In addition to that, we also want to encourage you to join us in October, actually on the 21st through the 24th of October 2021 in Dallas, Texas at the BEIC Conference. That's the Better Investing Conference. It's going to be held in Dallas. And you can go to the Better Investing website to get the details to register. But definitely, definitely, definitely mark your calendar and join us there. We will also host on that Saturday, our financial empowerment seminar in person. And so we really want to take advantage of a lot we've heard tonight from Fred as he talked about the young people, but also the young at heart. So you're never too young to invest, and you're never too old to invest. So we really want to encourage all of you to just start right where you are. That's a large part of why we created this program, hashtag My Investing Story, because everybody has a story. And we wanted to create a platform to have an opportunity, create an opportunity and a place for you to share your story. And Fred, you did that tonight. And actually, I have 3 pages of notes from your conversation. So welcome back, Ayana. Turn it back over to you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. So, yeah, Fred, I have one more question for you. And this is with your, you know, Better Investing St. Louis chapter president hat on. Give us some tips. As you mentioned earlier that as the president of the St. Louis chapter of Better Investing, you actually go around and do club visits, but you also audit the model club. Tell us what you're looking for, because there are some people listening that are members of investment clubs who want to improve their operations and who want to become a better investing club. Or a better investing club, pun intended. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, those things you look for, some good habits or traits of prosperous investment clubs. You know, what's the difference that makes some, what's the difference between good to great, you know, in relationship to investment clubs?
There's two things. One is, Better Investing has a checklist that you use to ensure that the model club is meeting the guidelines of Better Investing, number one. But just off the top of my hat, the one thing is that everyone uses SSG, okay? And the majority, all of our people on the model club use SSG Plus, period. Okay, that's what they use. They have to be a member of Better Investing. They have to do that. They must carry out, every member must give a presentation on a stock. You must do an SSG before you buy the stock. When you're reviewing it, whether you review it monthly or quarterly or whatever, you need to have some time period you do that. You must also let other people that are either not BI members or BI members of clubs in the area attend it. You don't charge them for it. When they start the meeting, they tell the people up front that this is a regular stock club. We are talking about money. So you need to hold your questions until the end, and then we will answer those questions. Plus, we're going to be around here to answer anything else you want for the next X number of time. I'm usually in the back of the room, and when we're doing it in person, I have that 90-day free thing. The other thing that we're going to be doing starting probably July or August, when we can do in person, when the libraries are open again, is we're going to have a table in the back of the room with clubs there that want new members. And we're going to limit it to about 3 or 4 clubs, okay? If you get everybody there, it would rotate that, but they have to have a name of their club, when they meet, what's the dues they pay, blah, blah, you know, things like that, whether it's all male, female club. So we have that to build up. But does that answer most of your questions, or?
Yeah, you know, just looking at, because, you know, when you go and do club visits, you're seeing a variety. And I think you said it without stating it, which is some clubs may have one person that have a BI membership and they do all the SSGs, but really the strong club have everybody. Yeah, everybody has to meet that minimum, be a BI member and also do the SSGs on their own.
You know, BI can't survive in the long run if one member is a BI member, okay, and the rest of them are not. The investment club is the only thing that you're investing in. You need to look outside that and look at other monies that you're saving, and you need to learn to do that on your stocks, not just the club stocks. So you need to spend a little to make a little, okay? And I think it's spending a little to make a lot. I spend, and I'm probably, I don't think it's $500. Probably it's $400 I spend every year on membership, SSG, and the three magazines.
And the three subscriptions, right.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And if I just, if it helps me with one stock, you know, it's going to far exceed the money that I expended. And, you know, it used to be you buy stocks for a lifetime. We don't do that anymore. And that's why you have to, you buy it and you look at price going to be a year from now. And a year from now, it's not that price. Why isn't it there? And it may be that dud that we need to get rid of. Now, if it met that 1 year price, then fine, we're on the tune. You know, we're going up there. We look at, it has to come 15%. It has to project 15% per year for 5 years. Now, does that mean year one is 15%? No. Over 5 years, it should average that. So if it doesn't meet that the first year and you recommend it, you have to go back to all those members in your club and say, "I'm sorry, I missed." But it's going to, you know, you have to really do diligence on it. So, and then the club votes on it, whether it's a model club or anything. And no matter how much money you have in there, if you got $100,000 or $1, each of them get one vote. That's it. It's not based on the dollars. And that's what Better Investing recommends, because somebody's got to start. One of my clubs, you have to attend three meetings. And the same thing is true of the model club. You have to attend three meetings. You have to present a stock to the club. You have to do an SSG. And you have to have the value line and all that other stuff in there. And that you present it. And that's really your membership coming in. And then you're still on probation. And then you put in, I think the model club, once you're in, you can vote. With the Mutual Friends Investment Club, three meetings, you're voted. You have to have $750 in it, which is $75 a month. So you have 3 months and then 10 months. So before you can vote. Now, if you got the money you put in, it's fine to do it. But most everybody just kind of does it. Because they're, sometimes some of our people can be intimidating when they're doing that. And you go, "I'll never be able to do that." Well, stop and ask that person, how did they get that information? Because in every one of the clubs that I'm in, we have a little formula. You take, the first thing you put is the name of the company, and then you put the symbol, the date of you're doing the survey, what's the price of the product now, what's a 52-week high. So you put all this stuff here. And they're thinking you're a genius because you got, no, it's just, you go to Yahoo Finance, you can pull all this down, it's right there.
You just know what to look for.
That's right.
And that's what Better Investing helps us do.
And the other thing is, you have to know, how did you get that stock, that name of that stock? And I told you a couple of tricks that I've used. The other one is the Better Investing Magazine. 20 stocks that BI members are buying, and it tells the buys and the sells. That's one way. And then there's another little section right there. It says the next group that's coming up, and you'll see that group, and it's like 10 buys, 2 sells. Well, that looks like a good stock. Maybe we should look at that. And so you run the numbers, and we do that every time. You know, and so that's one way, because that was my biggest thing when I was by myself. Well, how do I get this name? You know what? And then you look at that membership sentiment on every time you go into Better Investing, using SSG, it keeps track of what you put in or what you estimate your earnings per share, what the high price and low price, PEs and things like that. And then you can kind of take those and do kind of an average of those and put them into your stock and see it that you're looking at and see whether it worked out or not. So the thing there's, once you get into it, if you're not making money, you're not doing the right thing. Excuse me. And I mean, I don't want to say do this and you're going to make money. I don't want to come across that way. It just worked out that way. And I'm very conservative on it. So you have to really sell me on a stock. And that's the same thing in two clubs I'm in. They just say, well, I'd like to go with Tesla. I think it's pretty good right now. Well, it is going up, you know, if it goes down. It goes up and it goes down. And I'm like, I don't want to have a heart attack. I want one that's up straight and parallel, you know, price. And it's just the other thing is, Ann mentioned about the convention. I'm telling you, four of us went down there to the Dallas convention. And what we did is we took the outline of who was meeting at 8 o'clock and used like five or six presentations at one time. So you can't be all places. So we do, okay, where do you want to go? Okay, so we divided that up. Each presenter at the end of it gives you a tip on a couple stocks. And so what we do is after that first presentation, we run out and we put all the okay, and we give it to like Jay. And then we go back in the next thing. We come out, give it to Jay. Well, poor Jay, he's got his computer, and he goes upstairs, and I have a thumb drive. So he goes upstairs and runs them all through the SSG and everything. He picks them out, and he comes back, and he says, these are the ones I want to look at. I got the SSG. I'll do a printout. So then I have to go to a hotel and get the printer. And, so each of us has duties. And it works out because you're all working on the same thing. Now, we rode home in a car for I don't know how many hours from Dallas to St. Louis. So we talked about all those stocks. So when we hit the St. Louis home, we knew what we were doing. We knew what we were buying. And
that's a great team strategy.
So we – and Jay, what Jay does, he spent – I think we invited the CEO of Better Investing. We bought Mark Anderson. We had a couple of the speakers, and we had someone from the board. Is it Eva? Am I right? Yeah, Eva.
Eve Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we took them out to dinner. We did the same thing with a napkin instead of the 3x5 car that we got it. Well, Jay paid for that, and it was a Chris McDee's. And I know everyone's bill is at least $100. And I said, well, I'll pay for it. I'm going to make enough money on a couple of these stocks. Don't worry about it. You know, I can write it off. So, I mean, you get into that. So, you know, Jay and Ray have been around. I talked to Jay about something. He said, yeah, I own that back and blah, blah, blah. And I got rid of it, but I rebought it again. You know, so you go in and out of it. And so those are guys that are dedicated. And
that's a worthy educational expense for the investment club.
Yeah. So if you see Jay, say, hey, can you take me to dinner? I know a couple good stocks, you know.
We will. And I just want to bring everybody's attention. If you are listening live, we have a great event tomorrow. Better Investing is putting on a Taste of Bink.
Oh, yeah.
A little sampler. We're going to be having the CEO of Bink and Carol Thine, who is a Better Investing board member, Sam Stovall, who was a keynote speaker a few years ago and will be a keynote speaker for the Better Investing National Convention, along with some other great presenters. Again, please visit the betterinvesting.org website. You will see the Taste of Bink event. It's definitely going to be a treat. I'm going to be there. And so with that, Fred, any last words you want to share or impart on either the beginner investor or the new member to BI? You gave us a lot of gems, but, you know, just if there's anything you felt like you missed, I want to make sure you get a chance.
I wish that each and every one of you would spend $150 and become a member of Better Investing and buy SSG. Those two things, excuse me, you'll understand what we're doing, what we're trying to do. And as young as you are, or as old as you are, do it with a partner. Because it's better, it's hard to do by yourself. It's like let's go out and run for a mile. Well, after the first couple of times I'm hurting and everything, I don't want to do that. But if I have a partner who expects me to be there at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be there because I'm not letting him down. And the same thing you can do if you can bring another person in there, it will benefit you and him or her, okay? And the other thing is just by osmosis. If you're doing it, then maybe your significant other, you can talk to that person about it. And just a little bit of time, and my wife and I talk about stocks, and she's not really gung-ho. I'm into making the money. She's into spending it. And she is frugal. Don't get me wrong. But we love this, and she helps me out with some stuff. And what I do, what are you buying today, hon? What are you buying? You buying from Lululemon? You know, what are you buying? Why do you keep buying? Why do you keep buying from Ulta? Why don't you buy it from Walmart? This is what it is. So you find out, but don't just stop with her. Stop with some of the other friends. You know, you're sitting down having a lemonade or something like that and just talking about, hey, where did you get that thing at? Or, you know, you got that new car. Why did you buy that new car? Is that a good deal on it or something like that? Find out what people are buying, and if that name keeps coming up, look at that as an idea. So, but I believe in Better Investing. They've helped me out. My only regret is I didn't join them earlier in life, but I did join it. I threw my ego away and learned how to use this. I'm still learning, and you can learn. We all can learn. And I'll see you at that convention.
Well, thank you so much, Fred. I mean, you know, it's always a pleasure to have a fellow Better Investing volunteer and chapter director, not to mention chapter president on, because, you know, all of our paths are different. But once we join Better Investing, all of our paths do become very similar. And so, you know, you spoke very highly of all that Better Investing has to offer, not just the educational resources, the tools, but also the people, the friendship, the relationships, the growing in health and wealth and well-being. All I can say is that most of the people that I've met in Better Investing have been able to not just be wealthy, but have a beautiful, high quality of life and still are young at heart, despite how old they may look. And I'm so happy and so honored to be able to call you a friend, Fred.
Yeah.
I'll definitely still be visiting some of the St. Louis chapter events because you all have some really great educational events that you put on every month, and I've been spreading the word about it. So we hope to support as many people as we can, especially now that we're virtual and we're not limited by geography. So keep up the great work, Fred, you and your board and Marcia and everyone else.
Marcia is my rising star.
Yep. Miss Ann?
Absolutely. I naturally want to ditto everything. Everything has been said, and we had an opportunity, Fred, before the program started to talk about our children and grandchildren. And so we want to encourage all of our listeners. You couldn't have said it better about starting earlier, and it's not too early to start. Even at 60 or 70, you can still start. At 7 or 17, you can still start. So we really want to encourage everybody, just start where you are. And like I said, Fred, I do have 3 pages of notes, and one of the last things I wrote was, Throw away the ego.
Yes, get rid of that ego.
Get rid of that ego. You can learn. And so you really blessed us by talking about how you humbled yourself as an entrepreneur with three businesses. It was all as if you were telling my story, and you said, listen, I don't understand how the sales, the revenue, what is this? And so that helps all of us to bring it down to a level that everybody can understand. So we thank you so very much, and we will look forward to seeing you at Ticket.
October.
Yes.
Taste of Zinc and the Better
Destination. And also tomorrow at A Taste of Zinc. So thank you, everybody, and we want to thank you for joining us. It's been our pleasure to hear your story.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you. And everybody, we want to thank you for joining us. Regardless of when you're listening to this podcast, we thank you also, and we'll see you on tomorrow. All right. Good night,
everyone.